Locker room chats continue here on KNZA 103.9 FM as we now talk Perry LeCompton football, and that's with head coach Mike Paramore. It is presented by First State Bank. Coach, team got back on track on a big way, I should say. Going to Jeff West last week, picking up a big win, 56-7. You guys got out to an early lead, really didn't look back. How nice was it to see your team perform the way they did?
I was real pleased with it. You know, came out in a big rivalry game. You know, emotions are going to be high and a lot of excitement what's going on, and really pleased we came out and executed on both sides of the ball and were able to jump on them early, and that kind of puts you in a good position to go ahead and continue to execute the rest of the game. But really proud of how we started out and glad we got on top early.
Yeah, got out early, able to finish strong. Gunnar Ball had 6 touchdowns to lead the way. Just talk about the offense a little bit and how efficient they were.
Yeah, did some good things. I mean, we still got to get better at running the football. Didn't feel like we did that as good as we had liked to, but, you know, we continue to be pretty dangerous in the passing game, and defense produced some turnovers early also that got us in good field position and set that offense up in some spots that they were able to take advantage of and go score. So both sides of the ball, pleased what they're doing. You know, Gunner continues to be a dangerous, and we love the ball in his hands.
And how about the offensive line kind of leading the charge for that group?
Yeah, they continue to get better. It's been a mixed bag all year with that group between injuries and various things that we've had go on. It's we haven't had that consistency up front. We've played 6 games now and haven't had the same 6 play in all 6 games together. So that's kind of been a patchwork for us. And, you know, it's one of those places you really like to have that consistency. And those guys get that chemistry and that chance to work together. But it just hasn't been that way. And real proud that they just continue to step in. Next guy takes his spot, does what he's supposed to do, and you know, we continue to plug along and try to get better.
Perry LeCompton 2-4 after their big win over Jeff West last week. We're down to the final 2 weeks of the regular season. They'll get Atchison in a big-time game coming up here on Friday night. We'll talk about that when we come back here on KNZA. Continuing our conversation with Perry LeCompton head coach, that is Mike Paramore. It is presented by First State Bank as the Cause get Atchison in a non-league, non-district game coming up on Friday. Coach, let's talk about this Atchison team. They are currently one of the best teams in Class 4A, sitting towards the top of 4A East. They're undefeated at 6-0. They got a big win over a very good Highland Park team last week, 70-56, on their way to a potential league championship once again. But what stands out about this Atchison team?
Dangerous. They got some guys that you know, are extremely athletic and make a lot of plays. Obviously, it starts with their running back. I had a big night against Highland Park, but he's had a big year. He runs the ball hard. He's a big load. Their quarterback's an athletic guy, makes a lot of plays, makes things happen. They got some dangerous receivers. They play extremely hard. Jim's done a great job up there with those guys, and you know, they're very deservingly to be undefeated and have a great season going. So they're a big test for us, and it's going to be quite a challenge.
You mentioned their big running back, that's Jesse Greenlee. He had 9 touchdowns in that game against Highland Park, and they hang up 70, and their offense is just really clicking. They go for 70, 55, 63, 72, 47, and 31. So it's been in the 50s and the 60s really since week 3. You see this offense and kind of what they do. What do you have to do to kind of slow that down and keep them at bay a little bit?
No, I just, you know, the same thing we got to do every week. We got to make sure we're sound in what we're defending. They do some really good things offensively and put you in some binds, and then you got good athletes with the ball in their hands. So, you know, we got to be really sound in how we fit our run gaps, do a good job defending their top plays. And then, number one, that tackle. I mean, boy, that guy makes you miss. And so us playing with some great effort, making sure we pursue the ball, get a lot of guys around the ball and tackle extremely well because they're dangerous. And then on the back end, we got to make sure we keep everything in front of us and see if we can go make them earn some things. Because big plays have been their calling card. And those kind of explosive plays are tough on a defense. So we got to see if we can slow them down and keep things in front of us and you know, make them earn some things and see if we can find a way to get some stops and get off the field and get our offense the ball.
Is there a team you can kind of compare them to, maybe in the Big 7, a team you're more familiar with, maybe with what they do schematically or some things that are kind of similar? Do you see some similarities between this Atchison team and maybe a Big 7 team you're used to?
Not specifically. Probably the closest thing might be to Nemahaw. I mean, it's the weapon. They spread it out a little bit more in their physical downhill run game with their big back, pretty similar to what they're doing up there with the Iraq kid at Nemahaw. So I would say that's probably the closest fit to what they look like and how they're doing things. Just again, really good football team, and we got our work cut out for us.
finally, Coach, just a few keys. What's it going to take to get a big win on your home field?
I think we beat the same drum, and it's kind of boring sometimes, but it is what it is. We got to take care of us and continue to get better, come to practice, and improve on those things fundamentally. They're going to make us better football players, continue to play with great effort, great enthusiasm. And if we can do those kind of things, we're always going to give ourselves a chance on Friday night. We believe in that.
There it is, Mike Paramore, head coach over at Perry LeCompton. A conversation with the coach brought to you by First State Bank. A good one on Friday. We'll have it for you. KR 93.7. It'll be Perry LeCompton playing host to Atchison. The Phoenix go into that one undefeated. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday against Atchison. We'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Hey, I appreciate the time.